From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency went on a listening tour through the Deep South this week. Michael Regan heard from Mississippians concerned about failing water infrastructure and Louisiana residents in cancer clusters. The Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick went along on the stops in Louisiana, where people are hopeful but also tired.
On his Journey to Justice listening tour, Michael Regan met people like Brenda Bryant in St. James Parish. The short street that she lives on is bordered by a crude oil storage facility and a recently closed refinery.
This is New Star. That's Shell Pipeline.
She calls the area a sandwich, where the industrial facilities are the bread.
And I'm the meat, and here the bread, here the bread.
St. James Parish runs along the Mississippi River on a stretch of land between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, commonly known as Cancer Alley. It's lined with oil refineries and petrochemical plants, and the risk of cancer from air toxicity is well above the national average. Bryant had a few bouts of cancer, and she's not the only one.
Lady that lives in the White Trail over there, her husband passed last Friday. And it was about five of us standing up there talking about the fact that we had breast cancer.
So it's striking to hear the conversations with community members about the exorbitant amount of cancers in their families.
And Regan took office at the start of the year and quickly directed EPA offices to center environmental justice in their work. That's why he's touring the country, visiting areas most negatively affected by industrial waste and poor infrastructure. He's also thinking about how funds from the new $1 trillion infrastructure law can be spent.
Alabama, Mississippi, all of our towns and cities are facing a crumbling infrastructure, and we're hopeful that as we visit all across the country, we'll talk with the leaders in these communities and the community activists so that we're sure about where we place these dollars in a very timely fashion.
Regan is the first Black man to lead the EPA, and he's no stranger to environmental issues. He's from Goldsboro, North Carolina, a predominantly Black city where coal ash waste was a huge problem, until he led the charge to clean it up as head of the state's Department of Environmental Quality.
And so there is a part of me that is very dedicated and wedded to these communities because I am from these communities.
In the bigger role that he now has at the federal level, Regan says he doesn't want to be academic or paternalistic. Instead, he wants to hear residents' honest opinions.
We want to hear the city, and we also want a time frame.
Retired nurse Ludwina Hurst has spent decades fighting for her neighborhood, Gordon Plaza, in New Orleans, a housing development built on a toxic landfill and marketed to low- and middle-income Black residents in the 1980s.
And I felt like I was moving to an American dream.
The area has the second highest rate of cancer in Louisiana. Like several of her neighbors, Hurst got breast cancer while living there. She said she tried to sell her home after Hurricane Katrina, but no one would buy it because of the soil it sits on. She can't afford to move.
It feels like I'm a prisoner, enslaved in my own home. My great-grandchildren, I can't allow to have them go out into the backyard.
Hurst and the other Gordon Plaza residents are demanding that the city compensate them properly to move out of the neighborhood. They hope Regan can bring about change.
I do feel that he will do something to help us, and I hope that I'm not wrong again.
For his last two stops in New Orleans, Regan went kayaking in a marshy waterway just minutes from Gordon Plaza, and then walked through Sankofa Wetland Park, a nature trail recently restored by a community-led organization. Dr. Beverly Wright runs the Deep South Center for Environmental Justice and helped organize the tour.
So we went to the worst, and now we've come to the best, so he can leave on a high note with hope for the future.
After New Orleans, the EPA leader traveled to Mossville, Louisiana, a town founded by free Blacks in the 1790s, where residents have dealt with toxins from petrochemical plants for years, and to Houston, Texas, to visit another neighborhood ravaged by cancer. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Mizik.